you know, the way that technology, that the internet would allow you to build a different kind of career, because you don't like traveling. And what were you working, what are you working towards?
Well, essentially the philosopher's stone without any dross. In other words, everything I require of the alchemical quintessence, the internet provides, except physicality, which I didn't require. So that's what I meant. I think I said to you yesterday or the day before that at times these technological developments have taken place that seem to me designed uniquely for my own satisfaction. Sputnik couldn't have worked better for me. Acid, rock and roll, small computers, large computers, the internet. So in my internal story about what's supposed to happen, everything is happening right on time, right on schedule. I mean, this is the thing that if you believe knowledge is power, which I certainly do, then the internet is the dispensation. You know, the angels have landed, the aliens have unfurled their banner on this planet, and now let's see if information can liberate. That's why I don't want to do something stupid like die and miss the whole unfoldment of this proposition that knowledge is power, information will liberate, and it will be settled in the next 10 or 15 years. Either they'll get a handle on it, whoever they are, whatever a handle means, or it will slip from their control and it will be clear that some kind of dialogue is now going on between individual human beings and the sum total of human knowledge, and that nothing can stop it, that some kind of renaissance, some kind of total new relationship to knowledge and possibility is put in place.